either up or they're down. And there's no question that Jim had the ability, I think also probably had the inclination to make sure that people were wired to do their jobs as best as they could. That's the way he always was. He expected it of himself, and he expected it of those whom he relied on, and those of us who worked with him. No question that I think that perhaps it can be said that Action News has had a reputation over the years of presenting a newscast that, while it is informative and serious in tone, we are often told that viewers see us as enjoying the work that we've been doing, and that we have a good time doing it, and that there is a certain chemistry and a certain enjoyability that we have projected. It is true that all of us, I'm sure it's true, that all of us have in fact enjoyed that opportunity, but there's no question that Jim was a strong catalyst in making sure that attitude was projected, and that in fact we felt it. If there were times when all of us were not quite so up, he'd kid us, he would make sure that we didn't take ourselves too seriously, and put us in the proper frame of mind so that we could continue to project the kind of picture that I think viewers came to expect of us. Yes, I would say he was definitely a catalyst, yes.
Jim Gardner over at Channel 6 Action News. I only wanted to take a couple minutes of your time, Jim. I know this is a tough time for you, but again, if there's anything we can do at FIL to help, please don't hesitate to ask us about it.
You're very kind.
Thank you so much for taking the time out. Have a good morning. All righty, 12:36 at WFIL. Now another man who worked with Jim O'Brien here at WFIL, Joe Montione, who is now, I understand, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, in York, Pennsylvania?
Yes, York, Harrisburg, PA. I'm one of the owners of a station out here.
All right, now, you went under the name of Banana Joe here, and you did the night times after George Michael left.
Yep.
And, of course, you had the opportunity to work with Jim O'Brien, and we've been trying in the show tonight to remember the happy, the upside of Jim O'Brien, and Lord knows there's hundreds of stories people can tell about that. What's yours?
Well, you know, I came to WFIL in 1974. I was 20 years old. I came into town, and as soon as I come to town, one of the first people I met at WFIL was Jimbo, and we went out to lunch and sat down, and Jim explained to me different parts of town, where I may not want to live, and really took the initiative showing a new guy the ropes around town. And I'll tell you, you know, you think back at people that mean something to you individually, something that was important. When you're just coming to a Philadelphia, not, you know, living in that city before, you're young, you're coming to a WFIL, and one of the guys you grew up listening to, Jim O'Brien, is helping you out with something as trivial as, gee, you might want an apartment in this part of town. You know, Jim, I met him at that point and have known him ever since. Is one of those rare individuals that's no-nonsense, take-charge kind of guy that you just know instantly from the beginning is going to be one of the valued people in your life that you're going to know. I was fortunate. I worked at WFIL with Jim for about 2.5 years, and I also later worked at KHJ in Los Angeles, where Jim worked many years previous, and still people that were there when he was there and that were there when I was there had similar stories about Jim as I had from my experience at WFIL. So that was his legend everywhere he went.
Well, I'll tell you, Joe, I grew up in this town. I listened to you. I listened to George Michael and to Jim O'Brien, you know, needless to say, and watched him make the transition to television. And I was really surprised as to how well he made that transition. You know, not too many people are that successful at it.
You know, he made a lot of transitions in his life. He went from program director at KHJ in Los Angeles, at the time the number one music station in America, to becoming an air personality. at WFIL because he wanted to concentrate on the talent end. And that's a big transition going from management to being a performer. And then when he came to FIL, he did middays originally.
Right.
And then he made the transition when Dr. Don Rose left to do mornings at WFIL and successfully did that. And then eventually the transition to television. So a guy, Jim O'Brien, not only made transitions and made them well, he just did that as part of everyday life. I mean, what so many people would consider a big change, Jim took right in stride, which was, you know, the way he treated everything. He really, I've never seen the guy do anything that he didn't do excellent and very well.
Okay, Joe Montione, who worked with Jim O'Brien for a couple of years here at WFIL. Joe, thanks so much on rather short notice for being with us here on Crossfire this morning.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good morning. Let's go back to the phones then, 263-8900 in Philly and the Pensy suburbs, 966-3900 in South Jersey. Upper Darby, you're live on Crossfire. I'm David Madden.
Hi. I just wanted to say I never had the pleasure of meeting Jim O'Brien personally, but I felt like I personally knew him just from television and his talk shows and all his specials and all.
What do you remember most about Jim that's happy?
Oh, that he just made you feel happy. Even during a tragic moment on something on the news, he just kind of picked you up and, you know, made you feel like you were part of it. It was just, it's something that'll never be replaced with Channel 6. I mean, I'll continue watching Channel 6, but it just won't be the same. It'll never be the same.
Well, you know, maybe it's an old and worn out line, but perhaps when they made Jim O'Brien, they broke the mold.
Yes, that's true, and I'll tell you, it's sad to say, but he did die doing something he loved, and he did express that more than once, that he did love doing that.
And if ever anybody has to go in a tragic way, you know, maybe that's the way to do it.
Well, I had a family member that went just recently doing something that he loved very much, and he died doing it, and we deeply miss him, but we know he was doing something he loved when it happened. So I mean, it doesn't make up for losing the person, but at least, you know, they were happy at what they were doing.
All right, ma'am, I must move along, but thanks for sharing that good moment.
Okay.
All righty. Gilbertsville, you're on WFIL at 12:42. I'm David Madden.
Thank you. I'd just like to call up and say that we live about a mile away from the airport here, and we used to watch them jump, parachute stuff, and we had met Jim O'Brien at the mini market store across the street. He used to come up and get a pack of crackers and a soda or something. And
this is out near New Hanover.
Yes, we're only about a mile from the airport,
mm-hmm.
And we're definitely going to miss him. I used to always watch him on Action News, there, the weather and stuff.
Let me ask you, since you live out in that neck of the woods, what was the main reaction out in the neighborhood when the word spread?
Quite a shock there. We had heard that there was somebody hurt down there, that there was an accident, and boy, when the word got around, it was quite a shock, and nobody could believe it, and I think we're all pretty well stunned out here, too.
Well, I know that when the word went around in this building, and obviously out to the rest of the broadcast community, the phones haven't stopped ringing here, I can tell you that. So it's a testimony to the man. Thanks so much for calling Gilbertsville. Have a good morning. Hamburg, you're on WFIL. I'm David Madden. Good morning.
Yeah, hi. I'd just like to say, well, you know, we're all in shock about it, but I do have happy memories of Jim O'Brien. Recently, when you changed your format, it brought back all the memories of the mornings when I was getting ready for school, and I'd sit and listen to Jim O'Brien. And he made my day. He was so up and so happy all the time. And Alan Stone would do the news, you know, and you had Alan Stone on the show earlier.
Right.
And, you know, it just really made my day. And I even had a picture of the two of them from a magazine on my wall. I mean, I really loved the guy. He was great. And I was just saying to my friends the other day, whenever anyone asked about the weather, like, what's the weather supposed to be? And they'd always say, well, this place said this and this place said that, but it was always the one where, well, Jim O'Brien said it was.
So actually, it wasn't AccuWeather, you remembered. It was Jim O'Brien.
Yeah, that's right. It was.
So for all intents and purposes, if Channel 6 didn't want to spend the money for AccuWeather, they could have gotten away with it.
Sure. he was just so neat. And I can remember 1 year we have a King Frost parade here in Hamburg, and I think he was supposed to be like the head of the parade, and for some reason he couldn't show, and it was really, everybody was really sad around here because everybody was really looking forward to having him up here because he was such a big personality and so much fun. He was a riot. I mean, you watched the news at night and you just waited for that weather because you knew he was up and he was just a lot of fun. And I know a lot of people said it tonight, and it's really true that, you know, after the initial shock wears off, whenever you remember him, you're going to smile. And, you know, that's a great thing to remember.
And that's a great tribute to the man. Thanks for calling. Have a good morning.
This is Margaret Heckler, Secretary of Health and Human Services, with a very important message concerning our blood supply. Every year, 8 million generous Americans donate blood. But this year, the blood supply has dropped significantly in many American cities. Here are the facts. Donating blood is 100% safe. A person cannot contract AIDS by donating blood. Blood banks use sterile, disposable needles, which cannot transmit AIDS. Your generosity and compassion can save lives. Please, if you are in good health, donate blood, the gift of life.
Local blood supplies have decreased, and Red Cross needs your help now. If you are eligible to donate blood, please call 299-4800 or in New Jersey 365-7100 for information on a blood mobile site nearest you.
Famous 56 WFIL. 1246, back to the phones. Lansdale, you're on WFIL. I'm David Madden. Hello, Lansdale.
Yes, David.
You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. It's more pride than anything else. When I heard the name Jim O'Brien, I think pride. I first met him about 12 years ago. Someone had been going to local bars and impersonating him, and I called him at your station. And I explained the situation to him. Jim came out. I took him to the bars, and we showed people pictures. And they understood he wasn't a man. We've had a close relationship since then. He's a hell of a man. Pride is all I can think of right now, along with the great sorrow that I feel. We heard the news coming home today from my mother-in-law's in an old town. I just remember holding back the tears, trying to drive home. What you wanted was my fondest memory of him.
Please.
And I was a police officer in Pennsylvania, and I had a part-time job at a car dealership. And him and Steve Levy came up to see me. And little Stevie Levy was his like first week or so on a motorcycle. And I told Jim, "You're crazy. You're crazy. My God, look at the Mike, this is a dangerous thing." And Jim just turned to me and said, "You gotta get all the gusto you can."
I think that just about sums it up. Lansdale, thanks for calling. King of Prussia, you're on WFIL at 1248. I'm David Madden.
Good morning. Like many who already called, I grew up listening to Jim O'Brien also. And I had the opportunity to work at some of the marathons the station had back in the 70s. And what I remember most about Jim O'Brien, other than what seemed to be his never-ending energy, was how he kept joking to me. One of my jobs was taking the requests and dedications in for whoever was on the air to read, and it seemed no matter how tired he probably was over the weekends, his humor was still working, and he just spent a lot of time just joking around with me.
Mm-hmm. So you worked with him on the request lines then?
On their charity marathon.
Sure.
On those weekends.
Well, then you had a chance to be touched personally by the man, at least while he was here. What about his transition to television? Did you follow that?
Yes, I did. I watched him, and I enjoyed it. He made you laugh, and he just made you laugh the way he told the weather to you, and it cheered you up, even if it was bad weather.
Well, You know, the man was committed to his work, no matter whether it was here at FIL or over at Channel 6, and I think that's the way he'll be best remembered. Thanks for calling. Have a good morning. Westville, New Jersey, you're live on WFIL. It's 1249.
Yeah, Dave, I want to say that you have taken a lot of time out, and I want to say it's great. And I was wondering, how come Channel 6 didn't have a lot more coverage than they did tonight? Because I watched all three channels, and it seemed that, you know, the other channels had more.
Well, you know why I think that is? And I'll be honest with you, sir, I've been so busy in here trying to get this show together tonight with the help of a lot of people here, that I haven't had a chance to watch the news. But I think there's one very logical explanation for why 6 may not have had as much on the incident as perhaps you would have liked. Please understand, he worked there.
That's true, yeah.
Okay? And those people over there are devastated.
Okay.
All right? And probably the last thing on their minds is trying to put the story of their friend together.
Okay.
All right? But, you know, they did the best they could. If it may not have been the best journalistic job in the world, I think we may understand that tonight.
Okay. I just want to say I thought Jim Garner did an excellent job. You know, he did hold back the tears, but, you know.
He was on here just a few minutes ago, and you could tell the man was moved.
You could tell that, yeah. And I was wondering, you know, as a favor to, you know, his friends and his public, that you remember the logo that he had just before he came on the radio on the air? Remember that you say, Jim O'Brien?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you could dig back in your files and maybe come up with that.
Well, I think we played that at the beginning of the program, and we may have some... Aha, and it's coming up, so says my engineer, in our final tribute to him before we go off the air.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. Woodstown, New Jersey, you're on Crossfire at WFIL.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you for giving some of us people out here in the Delaware Valley who haven't had a chance maybe to meet Jim O'Brien over the years but have been very much touched with him, the chance to say something about him and share with you some things that we felt about him. I was only 6 years old when Jim came to Philadelphia, and I've grown up with him over the years. And as I look back, I agree with you that Jim would not wanted us to be sitting around and mourning his death.
Not by a long shot.
Not by a long shot. You're right. He would wanted us to look back and see what it was that gave him that enjoyment for life. Probably the one thing that stands out over the 13 years to me is that he always made youth believe that they had something to contribute to, and I thank him for that.
All right. Thanks so much for calling, and have a good night. Northeast Philadelphia, you're on WFIL. This is Crossfire. I'm David Madden.
Yeah, Dave, I just want to, and I know you're wrapping up your show, so I'm just going to end it on this note, is that I remember I saw Jim at the last Jerry Lewis telethon.
Just earlier this month.
Yes, I was. I stayed with him the whole entire marathon, whether he was off camera, on camera, he was funny. He got his point across to the Delaware Valley. The people came through. A lot of people this evening mentioned about the transition from WFIL to Channel 6. I remember it well. I was surprised to see him on Channel 6. And he was just a phenomenal man. Jim Garner just summed it all up. He was a personal friend. He was very kind. He was just a lovable guy. You couldn't help not to like the man. He was everybody in the industry. I'm not in it, but I know what everybody at WFIL and at Channel 6 are feeling right now. He was a personal friend to everybody at these two stations. And
well, you can tell, sir, by talking to the people here at FIL who worked with him when, that the man was just not just respected, but loved. I must move along, but thanks for calling. Lindenwald, you're on WFIL. Hello.
Hi, I just wanted to say thank you for allowing us to call at this hour. And I would just like to say that I just loved the way he gave the weather, his witty comments. He always ended it in a happy note. And his colleagues laughed. It just made it seem very real and comfortable. And as far as the news tonight, it was very hard for these people to face, you know, the people and tell about it. They did an excellent job. And I think that they will definitely, definitely show a great tribute and memorial to Jim O'Brien.
I think that would go without saying, ma'am. That would be...
I think it'll be just tremendous, you know, what they will do. That tonight, it was very hard for them to go on the air.
Certainly.
At 6 o'clock, it was awful, but they came through it well, and it's to be expected, but he was a great, great asset to that station.
And it's going to be very, very hard to replace him.
Sure, and he will be missed very much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, bye.
Alrighty, Kensington, you're on WFIL. Hello.
Hello, Dave.
We're going to have to make it quick, okay?
Okay. Needless to say, it was a shock when I heard about Jim. I just wanted to say, not to be morbid, I didn't meet him personally, but there were a couple of times that I talked to him on the phone. He did me a personal favor. Several years ago, when they had the awful flood in Kansas City, Missouri, my daughter and son were both living out there. I couldn't get through on the lines because all the lines were down. And Jim went through the Weather Bureau somehow, found out about my kids, found they were okay. After he got off of work and he said he was calling from home, he called me and told me that the kids were okay and that everything was great and not to worry. And he had somebody out there keeping track so that when everything was okay, they called him back later, a couple days later. And I spent the best part of my life in Texas, and that gave us a, you know, common ground, too. I always felt I knew him, because he was a Texan, too.
Right.
And we liked motorcycles, we liked airplanes. The only thing I never had the nerve to do was skydive.
Well, neither do I, ma'am, and believe me. It's unbelievable the risks some people will take. But then again, that was the way Jim O'Brien was. He took calculated risks, but he wanted to get all the gusto out of life.
Yeah.
And I guess that's really the way it went. I must move along, but thanks for calling. Northeast Philadelphia, hi, you're on WFIL.
Hi, Dave, how are you?
I'm okay.
Fine. I just wanted to pass along to you people at WPVI and WFIL on behalf of my family our deepest sympathy for the death of Jim O'Brien.
I think the people at Channel 6 probably are, you know, a lot more affected because Jim O'Brien hasn't been here for a few years. There are some people who did not work with him here.
I see. But I guess basically Channel 6 then.
Surely.
Nobody in my family ever met Jim O'Brien, but he was as much a part of the family as anybody. He was in our living room every evening telling us the good news, the bad guys, the good guys. And he's going to be greatly missed, and I'm sorry to hear about his death.
All right, sir, thanks for calling. Our last call of the program from Northwood. You're on WFIL.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'd just like to call to say that Jim O'Brien, there was an article in the Inquirer magazine that talked about real Philadelphians. And Jim O'Brien was a real Philadelphian, no matter where he was born. And we have memories of a nickel bridge and red cars, and I think Jim O'Brien will forever be a happy memory of Philadelphia for us. Thank
sir,
you.
Sir, that had to be the perfect last call on the show. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Dave.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this special edition of Crossfire. There's a lot of you who wanted to get on the air. Unfortunately, time constraints being what they are, we could not do it. Next Sunday night on this show, we will have our regular monthly installment from our resident psychic, Kathleen Bramante, and Rock Birchineau, our money man, starting at 11 o'clock. We'll be going back to the regular format. Keith Hill is coming up with more of the best music here on WFIL Philadelphia. And you can bet we'll be talking about this in the morning with the morning team, Jim Nettleton and Alan Stone, of course, on news, and Mike Cross. But I kind of figured there has to be a proper way to end this. And, I mean, I could sit here and I could make a speech. But what good's that going to do? Let's remember Jim O'Brien the happy way, the way he'd want to be remembered. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
WFIL with Jim O'Brien. It's All Right, Baby. 1966 Solid Gold. $1 million music with 50 degrees outside. It could hardly be better. And we often used to refer to that whole thing about driving around and listening to your music with the radio really turned up. You know, with the speakers in the back and the whole... I used to put little echo chambers in cars back then. That back then being the early 60s and late 50s and what have you. But wherever you are on this lovely afternoon, I hope you're having a chance to sort of reminisce with us because the songs do bring back the good memories. And that's what Million Dollar Weekends used to be all about. Praise the Lord, they're back.
If somebody tells you they've got a plan to improve the public schools, paid for by the Board of Education of Winslow Township.
56.
the million-dollar music doesn't all come from the middle 60s. A lot of it comes from the late 50s and even the early 60s, where a little fella by the name of Jimmy Ellidge sang a song that'll stick in my mind always as one of the great million-dollar tunes at WFIO. Jimbo.
Sleeps away.
Not your household name there, WFIO, but Jimmy Ellidge was the fella's name who sang Funny How Time Slips Away. And as a matter of fact, that particular song brings back a very special memory to me because that's the last song that I played, as I said, so long on WFIO radio back in April of 1977. It's hard to believe that almost 4 years have passed since I set my little tushy down in this area. But nevertheless, that's how fast time slips away, my friends. And that's what Million Dollar Weekends are all about, because they bring back the good memories. And all my memories of this station are very, very good. Thanks to music like this by Motown. They used to rule the roost with Supremes and Nathan Jones. Used to love it all. Diana Ross, come on.
Jim, we're going to miss you.
WFIL Philadelphia.